Hi, this is a decision for patient. Mahmoud Ali, Mahmoud Ali. Date of birth is 1/29/1999. Date of accident 10/27/2023. Date of service is 11/3/2023. This patient dictation can be sent to Corona Law Firm for as a reference source. The chief complaints are the patient is having severe headaches in the back of the head and both temples, severe chest pain, severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, pain in the left leg with a contusion. The origin of all these complaints is attributed allegedly to an accident that occurred on 10/27/2023. In this accident, patient was a restrained driver, and this accident happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. He reports that he was going on 696 eastbound, and the accident happened around Shaner. No other car was involved. The car went out of control. Suddenly, at 70 miles an hour, this was a Toyota 2008 Yaris possibly, and then it hit the median with its front. When he came out of the car, he was being assisted and helped by another gentleman. In the same time, another car came from behind and hit it in his rear end while he was not inside the car. This resulted in a complete total loss of the car. All the front bumper, front hood, the trunk, rear bumper, all are damaged. All the windshields are broken, rear and front. All the windows are broken. And major impact was, however, to the right front when it hit into the median. History of injuries, patient report that he injured from the seat belt to the chest when the seat belt became very hard, but seat belt is not broken. He banged his head into the headrest and back and forth, leading to whiplash injury and head injury. And he hit his left leg to some, maybe possibly the dashboard. Steering wheel is okay. The airbags were deployed. He was wearing seat belts and no other car was involved. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. He was taken to the Macomb Hospital emergency room near 12 Mile and Hoover, St. John Macomb, where he was there for 5 hours. An X-ray of the chest was done and CT scan of the neck, head and chest was done, and he was discharged after ascertaining and no pathology. The pain medications were given, muscle relaxers, ibuprofen, and now the patient has come here for full evaluation. The patient reports that these pains are present off and on as shooting pain and dull pain. Sometimes heavy. The pains are moderate, around 5 to 6, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by walking and lying down, and improved by nothing. The patient reports a muscle weakness of the left leg, and these pains in the neck is 6, mid back pain is 6, lower back pain is 6. He denies any radiation of pain to the arm or the fingers. No radiation of pain is described to the legs, buttocks, or to the toes. According to him, both the knees are perfectly fine, hips are fine, ankles are fine. He can walk unlimited without any problem. But because of the pain in the left leg, his walk is limited. There is a contusion in the left leg and the area of posterior part of the left leg in the gastrocnemius area. However, it's around 3 inches by 3 inches, but no underlying fracture or laceration is noticed. He can sit okay. He can stand for 20, 30 minutes. He can sleep pretty good for 8-9 hours. Although on walking, I noticed that he's limping due to the bruise that has been found. His elbows, shoulders, and both the hand and wrist are also completely okay. Regarding the investigation, he has had X-rays and CT scan at the emergency room in Macomb Hospital. We are going to release those records and investigate them. So far, he has had no other treatment with any other healthcare providers. System review is completely unremarkable. So past surgical history is none. Allergies none. Family history. Mother is alive. She suffers from asthma and osteoarthritis and thyroid problem and hypertension problem. The father is alive, suffers from diabetes and high blood pressure. He has got one brother, 7 sisters. No medical problems. Relationship status. Patient is married. He has got 1 child, 1.5 year old. Employment status. Patient does the Amazon delivery where he self-drives his own car to deliver the packages. He works for 6 to 7 hours. Currently, he is not working due to the pain. Disability, none. Legal history. Patient is using Corona law firm as representing his case. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And he denies any issues with anxiety, sleep, mood or depression problem, self-worth problem, concentration problem. Denies societal thought, homicidal thought. Additionally, patient reports of headaches that are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are mostly located to the back of the head as well as right and left temple. They are present 3 to 4 times a day and associated with nausea, but no vomiting, seizures are reported. They are sensitive to the light and noise both. They are infrequent, but they are severe. And initially, on the day of accident, he had 1 vomiting when the headache started. Additional history of additional symptoms of TBI. Only symptoms reported are disoriented at this time, and he denies any dizziness, vertigo, denies any loss of consciousness or seizures, denies ringing in the ear, loss of balance. He denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness. He denies any confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any incontinence of the urine or bowel. No nausea, vomiting, no vision problems. There is no blurry vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any issues with the taste or smell, and he denies any pain in the TMJ or any other facial issues. No paralysis or sensation problem at the 7th or 5th nerve. Regarding the ADL, patient report that the running is affected 9. Doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, container opening, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 8. The personal hygiene and toileting is affected 7. Eating, feeding are affected 6. Bathing is affected 6. Home chores are affected 6. The physical examination is as follows. The the blood pressure is 128 over 68, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'6", weight is 160 pounds. This is a 24-year-old Yemeni, Y-E-M-E-N-I, gentleman, of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with a limp due to the painful spot in the left leg with a contusion, and although he is not using any adaptive device. In the skin, please mention a contusion at the left posterior and lateral area of the left leg, 3 inches by 3 inches in the upper part of it. But there is no laceration or fractures. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the chest exam. In the chest, patient is able to take a full breath without any tenderness. There is some pain in the sternal area. The entire sternum is painful. However, there is no contusion, no fractures are noticed, and the patient is able to breathe well, and breath sounds are completely normal. Chest examination was normal. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is completely normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal. And please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpations are normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness. Mild spine tenderness is noticed in the area of C5-6 and 7, as well as L4-5. And the left SI joint. However, the paraspinal muscles are not in spasm. There is no tenderness, no trigger points are noticed, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 40. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension is painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign was positive, Dermot test is positive, destruction test was positive, Sotoar test was positive. There are no signs of myelopathy observed. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative, Sulam test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test negative, Kemp test was positive, Babinski sign was negative. SI joint, the left SI joint was found to be slightly tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test were negative. However, the Faber test and the Gonsalon test on the left side were positive. The extremities examination, except for the left leg, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Both upper extremities and right lower extremity and all the joints are completely normal. Please use the template to type it. In the left leg, please mention there is a bruise which is healing up in the left leg, in the posterior lateral part, or you can say medial lateral part of the left leg without any laceration or any fractures. The range of motions of all joints is completely normal, including the left leg. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89, Z7 9.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90, XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Pain in the left leg M79.605. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine left sided M46.1, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care for Muhammad Ali is from the template. The treatment plan is described as follows. Patients provided with the following non-narcotic medication: Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing; Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxations and pain relief; Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for severe anxiety and panic; Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for the headaches and healing of the radiculopathies. Furosemides are provided for headache relief, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine number 3 is provided, 60 tablet, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief. Patient can apply lidocaine ointment on the chest to bring some help. Physical therapy was ordered to the neck and to the mid back, as well as to the lower back, also to the left sacroiliac joint, left leg, and sternum area. The patient is also found unable to, he's disabled for the work, and house replacement service and transportation has been ordered for him. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry only if there is a deepening anxiety, panic, or depression sets in. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. We have requested release. Interventional pain procedures, no procedure are being offered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation is not being considered right now based on the complaints. In the next few visits will be decided to refer. Attended care is not warranted. Caseworker is not warranted. Patient requested not to have one. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations, we are not ordering any investigation unless the hospital records are available. DMEs, patient is provided with their neck brace, back brace, and a tense unit from the office. Education is yes, and then follow visit is in 15 days. Contact is yes. Thank you.